And in the closet, sometimes you get an insect that'll eat holes in your
moth.
And you might say, I just saw five
moths.
And the insect that'll light up on the lawn.
Well, we call it a lightning bug.
Okay. Is there an older term, maybe?
Firebug?
Would that, maybe that's what they used to say, you think? Or
well, a firebug has such a much different meaning when you read the newspaper.
That can't be that anymore. Uh-huh. How about sticking on insects a while? Kinds of insects that'll sting you besides a bee? There's
bee, hornet, wasp, yellow jacket.
What does a hornet look like?
Well, a hornet has got a very I don't know how to.
The color or
yellow?
Is that the same as a yellow jacket?
Gee, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Anything about its nest or?
The one that builds a nest. Well, hornets build a nest, and so do wasps.
Mm-hmm. Are they kind of holy or?
Yeah, kind of. Well, something like a small beehive, I guess. Made of some kind of a waxy substance.
Okay, there a difference in the size of a wasp and a hornet, yellow jacket?
Gee, I couldn't tell you which is which.
Okay, they all sting though.
Yeah, that's the main thing that I know.
Just
about.
Stay away from them. The kind of bait that you might get along the shore, they're little teeny fish, they call
minnows.
And you know there's a spider around when you see the what?
Spider web?
Is it the same inside the house as outside?
I would consider it the same, yes.
Is a cobweb a spider web?
Well, I think it is. That would be my understanding. And when I was a small kid, we called them all cobwebs, because my mother used that term.
But a cobweb wouldn't refer to, say, some dust that happened to string together.
I don't think so.
You don't use dew web?
No.
A tree will have, going down into the ground, deep, long
roots.
And the kind of animal has a shell. It's an amphibian that lives in the water and on the
turtle.
Land. And the kind that lives just on the land. Do you have any word for that?
Well, I've heard them called land turtles, but the...
Not a terrapin?
Well, I never used the word terrapin. In fact, I didn't know for a long time what a terrapin was. I'd call them all turtles.
I can remember an automobile. The Hudson Terrapin, I thought it was. It was a terraplane. Now, we'll go to trees for a few minutes here, I guess. Yeah. The kind of tree that has that begins a
sycamore.
And the kind of tree that's nice to have around on Washington's birthday.
Cherry tree.
And, I don't know what they call. This is just a vine-like business. It has three leaves, green, shiny, and you start itching.
Oh, poison ivy.
And there's another kind of, I guess it's poison. It grows into a tree. It's beautiful red cones on it in the fall. I don't think it's poison in the same sense. I call it sumac?
No, I don't think it's poison in the same sense.
Maybe if you've got it on your fingers and ate it with your fingers or something. Two kinds of berries are
strawberries, raspberries. I've heard raspberries call almost everything else raspberries and raspberries.
Well, those are the two I wanted. If you got sick after you ate a berry, you might say the berry is
it made me sick,
or it was had what? It was very. It was poison, or